Thank you for logging on to the Farrakhan Speaks podcast. Today's podcast is taken from a lecture delivered October 16th, 2007 in Atlanta, Georgia, titled, Come Out of Her, My People.
Listen, pastors, listen, preachers, listen, teachers. It's not enough to have a church full.
Yes, sir.
Or a mosque full.
That's right.
Or a synagogue full of praying Muslims, Christians, and Jews. But if we are not taking the qualifying steps to be called the people of God. Oh, I know. Some of us are going to say, well, you know, Jesus paid it all.
Come on, Milton, come on.
I don't know what kind of qualifying steps you're talking about, but my Lord paid it so I can continue to smoke crack. My Lord paid it and I can continue my abominable behavior. My Lord paid it. No. He paid a price to open the way for the human being to once again be reconciled unto God. But we have to take steps. And that's why Jesus never told you to worship him. He said, come, follow me. So are we making the steps to reverse these ominous trends? Have we heeded these words of divine warning? Not every one of us believes in these prophecies or in God's commandment to us that we separate from the sins of Satan's world. Some of us look around in American society and we see some blacks doing well, making what we think is progress and wealth and prestige. And we say, we're moving on up now. Things aren't so bad. Well, look at Oprah. Look at Barack Obama. Look at P. Diddy. Look at Tiger Woods. Look at Clarence Thomas. Look at him. And look at Colin Powell. And look at Condoleezza. Aren't they clear signs of progress? Much has been said about the growth of the black middle class and how it appears that we have finally turned the corner in our quest to attain the American dream. But is this real? Is it one of the tricks of Pharaoh and his magicians? Is it designed to delay our attainment of the true kingdom of God for his people? Why did the scripture say that the kingdoms of this world would become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ? But if you stay in the world and stay of the world, then the world will take us down. But if we come out of the world and cleanse from the world, then we can go back to the world and turn the world into the kingdom of God.
Yes, sir.
In reality, we have the illusion, the trappings of progress, but little else to show for our 452 years of bondage as slaves and now as free slaves. In North America. So let's start in this room. I'm looking at you, you're looking at me. Boy, some of us, we're really well dressed. Nice shirts, nice suits, fine shoes. I'm sure you drove up in a nice car, bless your hearts. You have beautiful dresses, sparkling jewelry. And by all appearances, it does seem that we are doing better. Especially when we look at where we came from.
Yeah.
But the question is, have we taken these signs of so-called progress to heart to the degree that it made us think that we really are better and better than the suffering masses of our people? If we think we are better, by what standard are you measuring betterment? And if our betterment is only for a few, and the many are still suffering, and our betterment is not being used to relieve the suffering of the many, then our betterment may be a trick, a trap, and as Malcolm said, we've been bamboozled again. Now, if we look at the proverbial crabs in a barrel, the crabs are trying to get up, but another crab is pulling the crab down. Well, just suppose somebody is at the top of the barrel looking at the crabs, watching the drama of the crabs.
Watching it.
And suppose he or she says, come, let us deal wisely with those crabs. Let's take a few out of the barrel and put them at the top of the barrel and let them look back down on the other struggling crabs.
Go ahead, Minister, go ahead.
If we do that, it will give the other crabs the notion that they too can get out. But the crab that's at the top of the barrel didn't get out because of his own talent and ability alone. The crab got out because the master took him out and allowed him out for the master's purpose. Now let's look at the wealthy and the famous among us. No. I'm not here to knock our wealthy and our famous. I love them. But I want us to look at them. And I want them to look at themselves. Now, if we look at the Oprahs, the Cosbys, the Jay-Z's, Kimora, Lee Simmons, and the Fab Lane, and all of our beautiful sports and entertainment figures that are now multi-millionaires, every one of these have good hearts, and every one of these are trying to do some good to give back to their communities. And that is an effort that we must applause. But, sorry about that. The man that owns the barrel could have pulled all the crabs out. But he gave only a few a doorway out so they could sell to the others the lie that they too can get out. And they have become a buffer between the angry black masses and white people of power and influence that got us looking at our own rich as though they've betrayed us, when the wise demons behind them have used them as a buffer to protect them from the anger of the wise or the poor white, the poor black, the poor brown. Now, see, now those that are really rich, they can't get the other crabs out.
Listen.
And unfortunately, most are afraid.
That's right.
To even attempt to get the other crabs out. They want in with the barrel owners because their comfort level is not in the barrel, but their comfort level is with those who took them out.
Yes, sir.
So they don't have the strength to say, come out of her, because they're too deep in. They can't say, come out of the world and let's be with Christ. I mean, really say it. Of course they can say it. Everybody is saying Jesus. This is the end thing.
That's right.
It's big business to preach Jesus. But it won't be big business to live Jesus. If you take the courage to tell the people, come out, you can be in it, but let's not be of it. Come out. A white author and political scientist, his name is Dr. Andrew Hacker, talked about this very same phenomenon. He wrote, quote, "We have a black middle class, but it only exists at the sufferance of white America." So I looked up the word sufferance. I just wanted to be sure that I understood what he was saying. He said it means patient endurance, especially of pain and distress. So, he said, we have a middle class, but it only exists out of our patience, our endurance, especially of the pain and distress at watching our former slaves strut they stuff.
Go ahead, Minister. Go ahead.
Listen, you're talking, man. You're preaching.
riding the best that we make, living in the fine homes that we build. And some white folks say, how in the world could they have these things? And I can't have nothing like that.
That's right.
He goes on to say, quote, we decide how many of you will be allowed and into which positions. And we decide how many of you is too many. And we pick Cosby, we pick Powell, we do that, and we are careful about the numbers, end quote. I didn't say it.
That's right.
Thank you for listening to the Farrakhan Speaks podcast. To purchase these and other lectures by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, be sure to log on to store.finalcall.com. And remember to log on to the website of the most widely circulated black newspaper in the country, The Final Call, at www.finalcall.com.